Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The best piece of advice I ever got from my dad, because it's so true, was to listen to people. He said they'll tell you who they are, the good, the bad, and the ugly. They can't help it. But he also warned me that most people will filter out the bad, what they don't want to hear, or whatever goes against the average. In life, don't. Because you know what? You'll look back months later, years later, and realize, you know, I knew about that guy. He told me exactly who he was, exactly what he was about, around all the stories and the lies and the embellishments, but I brushed it off. Folks, right now, our elites are telling us exactly who they are and exactly what they plan to do, just as my dad advised me, and no one is talking about it. What is the plan to get out of inflation? The inflation, the uniparty, both parties created during their monstrous $5 trillion printing binge. What is the plan? They've told us, folks, and no one is listening. To put it simply, the plan is to make you poor. They plan to slow down this monstrous inflation that they created with their spending by making you poor. And they're even telling us, as they always do, people will always tell you, just like Dad said, exactly who they are and what they're up to. There is, of course, another way out of this inflationary cycle without making us poor. I'll tell you what that is later. But their plan right now is to make us poor, crushingly poor. Who said it first? Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. It's just that most people missed it on this side of the pond because it was reported by the UK Daily Mail, where I go to find out what's actually going on in this country because our media is so dysfunctional. It's in this story from May 12th. Headline, Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell warns Americans they must expect some pain. From the article, Fed Chair Jay Powell issued warning to Americans struggling with inflation. The medicine that he's bringing will include pain, he said in an interview. Powell is trying to bring down inflation, they say. That will mean, ready for this? Job losses and pay freezes for workers. What is he saying? He's saying the Federal Reserve will deliberately inflict this on the American people. Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary, Democrat advisor, the only Democrat to beg the Democrats not to pass the American Rescue Act. He said it would cause the inflation we have now. And he got it exactly right. Anybody listen to what he said last week? These people are telling us. They're telling us what's coming. Headline, Fox News, Larry Summers says Americans will have to lose jobs to ease inflation. Folks, they are embracing this. The U.S. unemployment rate, Fox News reports, must rise before Americans see any relief from inflation, economist and former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers said Monday. Whoa, how much unemployment are we talking? Here's what he said. Quote, we need 5 years of unemployment above 5% to contain inflation. In other words, we need 2 years of 7.5% unemployment or 5 years of 6% unemployment or 1 year of 10% unemployment, Summers said in a London speech. For reference point, unemployment sits at 3.6% today. That would be brutal. Again, this would have to come with pay freezes as inflation continues upward for at least two more years. And Summers and Powell aren't the only ones who've said it. Joe Biden did too. He knows what the deal is, what the plan is, what the plan has been since January when he said this.
But here's the way to look at it. If car prices are too high right now, there are two solutions. You increase the supply of cars by making more of them, or you reduce demand for cars by making Americans poorer. That's the choice.
He went on to say that lots of people want to make Americans poor, but not him. No, not him. When he says stuff like that, you know what he's doing? He's repeating the things the people actually running the country, the people around him, are saying. They come out all the time when he's off teleprompter. Others don't dance around what the federal government is planning, like millionaire Steve Forbes. He gets exactly what the Fed's plan is. He laid it out the other day on Newsmax.
Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve believes that the only way to control inflation is by crushing demand, i.e., creating more unemployment, making people poor. Let's be blunt about it. When they talk about a soft landing or trying to slow the economy down, that means making people poor. There is a better way. The Fed has done it in the past, and that is stabilize the value of the dollar.
But that would involve cuts to government spending. Nobody will go for that in Washington. So...
But instead, they're going to punish the American economy. We may not be in an official recession yet, but millions, tens of millions of American families feel we're in a recession.
How will the Fed do this? Mainly through jacking interest rates through the roof. And as Powell announced this week, the Fed may need to sell mortgage-backed securities at some future date. What is he saying? Housing prices need to drop, and we're going to make sure that's the case. That's how you do that. They are literally going to jack down housing prices. Keep in mind who caused all this. People don't realize. Why is this happening? Same guy, Powell. That's the amazing thing. If the American people understood why the prices at the grocery store are what they are, they'd be in front of the Federal Reserve with a pitchfork. That same elderly, bespectacled man, Jerome Powell, you know, the one who delivered the bad news early on in this podcast. Well, you know, we're going to have pay freezes and people are going to have to lose their jobs so we can have a soft landing. Soft landing from what? All the printing that Jerome Powell's been doing. See, in one office, Jerome Powell jacks rates. And down the hall, he's running a printing press for Congress at a record speed. So fast, in fact, that your dollar that you had last year that was worth 100 cents is only worth 91 now. He steals from you every single day that he runs that printing press for Congress. No, there's no law that requires him to do it. He's their whore, essentially. People like my Senator, Lindsey Graham, decided they wanted a $1 trillion infrastructure package, but that they just didn't want to pay for it. So they just passed it with no funding, knowing their buddy, Jerome, over at the Federal Reserve would crank up the printing press and print all the dollars they need. Jerome Powell, meanwhile, is played dumb. He's not a stupid man. An evil one, yes, but not stupid. And so he's been blamed for missing all kinds of calls. Yeah, he should have seen. He should have slowed down the printing press. Oh, he knew. He just knows his primary job as a functionary is to print the money for Congress so they can go on the spending spree. He knows that if he bankrupts the country for them, he'll be richly rewarded when he retires. So he lies, plays the dunce, lets them make fun of him for the worst inflation calls ever. You've probably seen some of it. Worst job ever. Why don't they fire him then? Worst inflation call. By the way, that came from Mohammed El-Aryan, one of the world's most vaunted and celebrated, they'll tell you this on CNBC, financial prognosticators. Said Jerome Powell did the most awful stinking job just about anybody ever had at the Federal Reserve. And he just got reappointed. Powell did. Why would you reappoint him? Because he's their whore. He'll print for them and he'll play the dunce. Oops, did I make a bad inflation call? Did I miss all that inflation while I was running the printing press and should have slowed it down? Silly me. I'll stop. And then he doesn't. He is still at times, not consistently, but at times in the last few months, run that printing press at all time record high rates of speed. This is why the prices keep going up. Okay, so this is a game. And what they've all decided is the way out, because you heat the economy up, you've got too much money at the $5 trillion they've dumped in it. What do? You got to pull it out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, that's going to make Americans poor. Yes, that is exactly what they're planning to do. But no one ever explains this to the American people. If you listen to me on my show, you know this makes me crazy. They do that, the silly shocked play act every time a new inflation number comes out and it goes up. Wow, Martha, do you see that inflation number? Yeah, that's bad for Biden. Unexpected. What do you think the future holds? I don't know, Jim. This number is unexpected. In fact, in almost every one of these reports, when they're breaking the bad news, they always use the word unexpected because they're always shocked. What would it sound like? And when I play this next clip, you'll hear the difference between this and the play acting on Fox News and CNBC and CNN Business as they feign and fake shock every time one of these numbers comes out, when they all know damn well it's because Jerome's still over there at the Treasury printing away. This is what an honest news report to the American people would sound like. It's from Newsmax. It's Leland Vittert. As he explains in the most simple terms, what's causing all this?
But right now, the inflation we are experiencing is narrowly involved with that war in Ukraine. But the overwhelming cause is the fact that the federal government just printed $5 trillion coming out of COVID. This has caused the value of your dollar to decrease. In fact, by last month's inflation numbers, the dollar you had last year is only worth 91 cents today. In an effort to combat this, the Fed has decided to raise interest rates, with the most recent hike at 75 basis points or 0.75%. Not a huge jump. However, the last time we saw inflation at this rate, this was Fed Chairman Paul Volcker, appointed by Jimmy Carter, raised interest rates to over 19% to stem that red-hot inflation under Carter's economic policies. But what was the difference between then and now? The country wasn't saddled with $30 trillion in debt. Debt that needs to be serviced or paid. And it's due in 1, 5, 10, 20, 30-year increments via bonds. Now, when the terms of these bonds expire, when the debt gets refinanced at the current interest rate, which is edging much higher right now, there are only two levers to combat this. Federal government's got to either cut spending, which under Biden they're not going to do, or they can raise taxes. There's really no third option. Printing more money is what got us here. You can't print your way out of it. We don't have anywhere near the growth to offset the printing money anymore. So despite the talking points, it could crush the superiority of the American economy. So what do you do?
Well, there is one other way. You grow. Grow wildly. With real actual growth, not money printing. You explode your GDP. Grow your economy. If only there was a way to do that. Well, actually there is. It's under our feet. Remember how I told you earlier in this podcast, if the American people knew how Jerome Powell has robbed them blind by running that printing press for Congress, they would be in front of the Federal Reserve with pitchforks? Yeah, well, if the American people knew how rich we actually are, they'd be in front of Congress with pitchforks, demanding it be unleashed so the suffering would stop. I'll let two people detail how rich we are for you. And how much we have and how much we don't have to suffer like this. The first is a surprising source. It's Dr. Oz, who's running for Senate in Pennsylvania. He's describing just what's under the soil in Pennsylvania in terms of natural gas, how vast it is, and what could happen if we go get it. Imagine how this would explode the GDP. We wouldn't have these problems anymore. We could even eclipse the inflationary problems we have now. But our elites won't let us touch it.
We have the natural gas under our feet in Pennsylvania, enough to power the entire country for hundreds of years. But here's where the hypocrisy comes into the far left. And this is not a Democratic Party issue. This is a far left agenda around the Green New Deal, which, as a scientist, I'll say, can't be done in the way described in the timeline articulated. If we were to take the natural gas under our feet in Pennsylvania and use it to, for example, supplant what other countries are doing and ship it over there, it would be the equivalent of electrifying every vehicle in America, plus putting a solar panel on every roof in America, plus doubling wind energy. So all the renewables are supported more than they could ever deliver on their own just from allowing natural gas to be used. And when Joe Biden says he won't meet with the energy companies, there's a very clear message there. Because what they tell me is he won't return our calls. We want to do more. We know we can help. But if we don't trust the federal government to not have some middle-level unelected bureaucrat pass a rule after he put hundreds of millions of dollars into building a pipeline to shut it all down for something we can't control, what responsible business leader is going to make that investment? Tell us they're saying that you care about us, that you'll support us, that you'll help us do what's right for America. And we can pump out gas and energy in order to drop energy prices, which will, independent of all the Fed efforts, drop inflation rates.
It is, I'm sure, galling to them that he won't meet with them, but he'll go to Saudi Arabia to meet with the crown prince there.
And work with the Iranians, which, you know, sells our
Venezuelans.
Yes. But we're actually selling our allies short.
Right.
So what does that message mean to America, to the rest
of
the world?
Again, that's just the retrievable natural gas under Pennsylvania. Do you understand now why in that speech Vladimir Putin gave last weekend, which was profound, he described what's going on in the West, in America in particular, as suicide? Because it's not a natural death. Here's one more person. Billionaire oil magnate John Katsimatidis, who owns oil refineries, explaining there's actually an easy way out of all this. We could do it with oil, too. Again, let me remind you, we're profoundly wealthy as a nation.
We have to declare North American oil our friends again. In other words, we have to open up all the spigots in Alaska, Canada, and we could produce 15 million barrels a day. And that will make us independent of the rest of the world. And nobody could really understand why we're not doing it in Alaska, where we own it, instead of begging Venezuela, begging Iran, begging Russia. We're still buying from Russia for crude oil and paying them $120 a barrel.
So tell us, John Katsimatidis, what would happen if we pulled that 15 million barrels a day out of the soil? This. Oh, and it would accomplish Biden's goal of taking a buzzsaw to oil profits, because it would cut the price of a barrel of oil in half. But Biden won't do it. What? This.
And the fact is, if we open up the spigots in North America, within 90 days, the price of crude oil will start coming down to maybe 55, 60, 65, and inflation will go away. Instead, we're forcing the Fed to raise interest rates, which will destroy the other industries in our country. I mean, we've already created problems in our country. We don't need more problems. The 30-year mortgage is going to go over 6%. And who's going to be buying houses? So let's open up the spigots in North America. Let's declare the oil companies partners with Washington. And America will grow again. The recession does not have to happen. It doesn't have to happen. If President Biden opens up the spigots in North America and takes away the super regulations that they put on the oil companies, mm-hmm. everything will go back to normal.
Yeah,
we're going to have $2 oil again, $2 gasoline, $2.50 gasoline again. Enough is enough. And that's, I think, all the entire American people are saying enough is enough. Right. Let's have some common sense in this situation. Right.
Instead, with Americans having no idea how rich we are, and Biden and our elites locking our riches away, things, at least for now, are scheduled more to go like, well, I'll let Steve Forbes describe what the fall will be like for you and the coming winter.
We are in a recession now, and you have companies more and more announcing layoffs and things like that. Consumer debt is going up. Credit card debt is going up. Mortgage payments are going to be very bad when those adjustable mortgage rates are readjusted later this year. Big bad thing happening there. And when heating oil prices come in this winter, when you're paying twice as much as you were before and you have to heat your home, that's going to be a disaster. So whatever they want to call it, it's not good.
It's also totally unnecessary.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.